Here's a thought I'll title, Meeting Expectations. I suppose I should warn you I'm feeling a bit cantankerous this morning, and hence this topic comes to mind. Let me ask a simple question. What is the difference between a good photograph and a lesser one? What differentiates them? And I'm asking this question seriously, because if we can't answer what makes a photograph better or not, if we can't answer that question, how can we expect to make good photographs? So when I press this question a little further, the answer seems to be that a good photograph is one that meets the viewer's expectations. Why do I think this? Because it's all about what likes and dislikes are, particularly on social media, but also on ordinary critiques and commentary. Does this picture look like I think it's supposed to look, or does it not? And if it looks like I think it's supposed to look, or even more of what I think it's supposed to look, then thumbs up, applause, it's a great image. And if it doesn't meet my expectations, if it doesn't look like it's supposed to look, then there's something wrong with it. But do you see that completely eliminates any creative work by photographers who want to work, shall I say, outside the norms? It completely eliminates the value in the innovative image. Unless the expectation is that the artist is going to show us something new, something that we haven't seen before, something that we can't see for ourselves, something that the artist is going to teach us to see with new eyes. If that's the expectation, then great. Then if the photograph meets that expectation and challenges you to see in a new way, then it's a good photograph. But I just don't see very many people have that attitude as the preliminary for viewing art. Look at what's happened to pop music in the last 20 years. It's become more and more homogeneous. It's difficult now to tell one pop artist from another. And if anything, the way to get noticed is to become more what people expect. I've talked about this in other contexts, for example, my disappointment with every successive Joni Mitchell album because they weren't the same as the last one. And it took me a long time to realize that that was the mark of a true artist. She kept showing me new ways to hear, new ways to think, new ways to experience music with every album. But every step along the way, I resisted it because it didn't sound like what I expected. But as it turns out, she was right. If she had tried to match the expectations of her audience, she would have been stuck playing the same songs in the same way over and over and over again. It was the innovation that she brought to her artwork that makes her such an interesting artist. And of course, that opens up another can of worms, because my contention is that we are our most important audience. Each one of us is the most important audience for our own work, right? And if that's the case, then what are our expectations? And if we're not careful, our expectations get influenced by other people's expectations. We start making work for an audience to satisfy their expectations so that we can either sell work, or our work gets applause, or our work gets thumbs up. And when that happens, then we run the risk that our work gets farther and farther away from our own expectations because we're letting these outside influences dictate what we produce and how we produce it. Back to my original question. How do you differentiate a good photograph from one that's not? You face this issue every day when you're out photographing, when you're working in Lightroom, when you're matting and framing prints. Your photographic life is all about creating the distinction between your best work and the other work, the work that maybe isn't your best. You have to make those decisions. And along what criteria do you make those decisions? Whose expectations are you attempting to fulfill? And how do you define a successful photograph? Seems to be the question at the very center of being a personally expressive artist.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.